All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it, everybody, in the Rumble chat, D9597 is on, Robin Aroni is on, Scooter Magruder is on, Lady Vu is on, Richard Perry's on, East Trout is on, Judy Anita is on, General Plowman is on, Laura Jean Lynn is on, Mike Griffith is on, Skunk71 is on, Guitar Glenn is on, Ian Mark is on, Snag Dog is on, Aggravain is on, Scott Alot is on, Spaz64 is on, USA Abbey Girl is on, Granite2468 is on, Motorcycle is on, Biggie926 is on, let me see here, scrolling down, Keeper1376 is on, Veronica18201 is on, Aphrodites is on, let me see here, K4 VMS is on, LA106 Times is on, Lisa Kinzer is on, Milwaukee James is on, yeah, let me see here, anybody, Those Jesus People is on, Uncle Wally is on, Peg McGroin is on, scrolling down to the bottom here, LEG1963 is on, let's see, grab one or two more, the GR8 is on, Big Jim Go Blue is on. It's a good place to finish right there. All right, let's hop into this real quick. The title of the show, of course, is Trump Never Sleeps. Going to get to all the Trump accomplishments. It's basically hard to get to any other story because of the activity of the Trump administration every single day, whether it's EOs or other policies that he's instituting. The man seems to never sleep. It is rumored that he only gets about 3 hours of sleep a night. It's absolutely confirmed that he gets no more than five. So he is working basically almost 24/7. I guess you could say 21 out of 24 hours. He's working. Lots of things are going on. This is a kind of a big story right here. And this, when I go over to the Trump section, we're going to be covering a little part of this in the state of Florida. Just go to the first one for me, Breitbart News tweet. Now, I just threw this in here because of all the redistricting stuff that's going on right now. Because what Trump is doing is, and again, credit to where credit is due. I can hate the Iran bombing, which I do. I can hate how he dealt with Epstein, but now Epstein's subpoenas are rolling out, so he's fixed how he bungled the Epstein rollout. So you know what? Credit again where credit is due, because what Donald Trump is doing right now is he has begun the 2026 campaign. Right now, you're like, Tom, he's not eligible to run for president until he's 2028. Not talking about 2028. I'm not talking about presidential elections. I'm talking about what's the most important election really in American history now is the 2026 congressional election. Yes, we have all of the Benedict Arnold Judases in the House and the Senate, like John Thune and like Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader of the Senate. They are not on Trump's side. Either one of them, they are both Benedict Arnolds. They are both Mike Pence's, Mike Pence and Judas Iscariot, basically the same human. So, I mean, that's who these people are. All right, and when we saw that, and I've got another Thune story about what's happening put out by Thomas Massey, which I'll get to in the Trump section in just a moment. But what Trump is doing with this redistricting, he's behind it all. He's redistricting Indiana, redistricting Texas, redistricting Florida, and I bet you that we are going to see one state after another be redistricted, because here's the thing. It is estimated that from illegal alien census counts alone, remember, that's what they do. That's what the Democrats have been doing now, of course, for the 4 years of the Biden administration, but whenever they could have open borders, they're flooding the zone. They flood their own states. They flood red states with illegals so that they are counted in the census as Democrats and they can secure other House positions, because House seats can fluctuate according to state populations. And if you flood the state with illegals, mainly this is how they secure blue states, because in red states, they aren't really counted in the census a lot of the time, although they were mandated to be counted in the census by Hussein Obama. Then Trump tried to get it taken off of the census that he did in his first term, but failed to do so because he didn't have the numbers in the House or the Senate or the Supreme Court and or all of those things. So illegals get counted in the census and they're counted. Everybody knows that's how we get to 435. 435 in the House. Of course, there's always two senators per state where that we have the 100 there. But the 435 in the House can fluctuate. California can lose some, and then it goes to another state, whatever it may be. in California under Gavin Newsom, has lost at least two seats. They may have lost more. And Illinois, all the blue states, have had people mass populations leaving, mainly moving to Florida, mainly moving to Texas. And again, if you're coming to Florida, if you're not going to vote Republican, don't come. But anyway, and again, that should tell every Democrat, maybe I'm wrong. Since my policies and my beliefs run people out of blue states, maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, that's how House seats are determined. The 435 is determined district by district according to populations. Redistricting, of course, is what we were talking about before, where you can either redistrict by isolating your opponent or you can redistrict by subdividing your opponent, trying to lessen their influence on elections. And that's what all of these blue states, Illinois, California, Washington, Oregon, all those states like that, they have basically, if you just use Massachusetts or Maryland, you have at least 40% of those states are Republicans, but they have zero representation in the House from either state. That's all from extreme redistricting done by the Democrats. And now the Democrats are concerned about the redistricting going on in the state of Texas and soon to be going on under Ron DeSantis here in the state of Florida to either isolate again or subdivide your opponent. And it's called, of course, gerrymandering. The thing is, you can't do anything about it. It's already been ruled by the SCOTUS that gerrymandering does not break the law, cannot be appealed to the SCOTUS. There's nothing you can do. It's already been determined to be lawful, which Democrats are crying out, well, I guess we're going to be redistricting every year now. You know, fine. That's the war. We'll just redistrict every time we're in power and take away more and more and more of your power. And you better hope that we don't get a governor's seat in any of your blue states, because it's going to happen there. And this is the street fight that we all have to be a part of right now. And you're like, well, what does this have to do with your first slide here? Well, because this is all part of this. This is all part of Trump campaigning to win back the House, not win back the House, to continue to win the House. What I was going to say was, it is estimated that 30 Democrat-held seats in the House are only held because of illegal aliens. 30. And Trump is getting rid of them now, and that's why he's trying to put out another census right now. Because he wants to use the census also to have blue states lose House seats because they have 30 seats that are because of their illegal influx of illegal aliens into this country. Yeah, it sounds like a double negative, but it's not. It is an illegal entry of illegal people. So that's what Trump is trying to do. And again, you have to give the man credit. Well, I don't like his what's going on with how he's influenced by Israel. I don't either, but the thing is, how do you argue with this? George W. Bush ever do this? Ronald Reagan ever do this? Herbert Walker Bush ever do this? Any Republican ever do this ever in the history of my life? No. Trump is actually getting out ahead of this right now. He's securing more materials and building more wall right now. I mean, come on. You have to give the guy credit. But you can't be a sycophant and then assume that everything that he's doing is 3D chess. Well, he's bombing Iran. It's 3D chess. No, you're getting us back into wars because Israel has got some sort of leverage over somebody that Trump knows who's on the Epstein client list. That's what happened. All right. That is what happened. Or you just don't want to get on the bad side of some sort of geopolitical realm. Doesn't matter. But anyway, first story, Breitbart News. Texas law requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots wins after Biden administration lawsuit. Imagine being a Democrat in 2025 and you sue to keep voter ID out. You sue so that voter ID cannot be required for even mail-in ballots. So, I mean, imagine you're a Democrat. How in the world do you virtuously explain your position? I would love to hear it. How is it that you are supporting the integrity of our institutions and the integrity of our elections by voting to have no voter ID for even mail-in ballots, let alone in person? I mean, how is that possible? The Biden administration was suing over this. And now has lost. I mean, probably the reason why they lost is Trump administration, because this would be, I don't know, an FEC lawsuit, whatever it may be, is now run by Trump. So they probably just purposely lost or just dumped the lawsuit, whatever it may be. But anyway, so this is big. Now, here's the thing. Go to the next one for me. Paul A. Cipolla video. Here is side by side. This is the face of the Democratic Party. Here she is. This is it. This is it right now. This is the face of the Democratic Party. All she does is go on TV and absolutely lie. And what's so funny? Oh, man, I don't think I didn't pull it. I should have pulled it. I forgot. Great stuff coming out. I didn't pull that thing. I didn't. I know I didn't. Dang it. I don't think I did. Let me check. Dang it. Dang it. I didn't do it. No. Don't worry about it. Dang it. She's had three staffers left her. And they're whistleblowing on her because all she does is lay around her apartment all day and do nothing. And you scream and yell at people. That's who this woman is. I mean, they say she's absolutely, completely and totally lazy, is derelict in her job, lays around her. These are her staffers. These are Democratic Party lifers. These are Democratic Party theological sycophants that are saying that Jasmine Crockett's a worthless pile of human feces. That's who she is. This is the face of the Democratic Party. So just bringing back what I said about from Breitbart News. Texas law requiring voter ID for mail-in ballots wins after Biden lawsuit tries to keep it out from being law. Here's the reason why they didn't want that. Jasmine Crockett complains that voter numbers for Democrats fell in Texas once voter ID became necessary for mail-in ballots. Play for me.
There was a benefit to shining a light on what it was that they were trying to do in the dark in Texas. So unfortunately, we've seen our numbers fall now that they have these voter restrictions in place. But I do think it's important for us to have the conversation.
I mean, what does it mean to be a Democrat? I mean, honestly, you're like, Tom, get over it, get past it. I can't. I need to understand. I really need to understand. I'd be lying if I said that I understood even Democrats in the 80s when I began to vote. But actually, I think the first time I voted was 1992, but I understood politics and everything else. I may have voted in 88. I was eligible, but I don't know if I did. I don't think I did. But anyway, I didn't understand them then. I mean, I had some understanding maybe of the traditional liberal that is basically free to be a bird or bee. Remember the traditional liberal was keep the government out of my life. That was the rage against the machine. That was the traditional liberal, was kind of anti-corporate. I have an understanding of that, especially since I've seen in person, up front, in personal, how corrupt corporations are, as I've been involved in a lawsuit with an insurance company, which is an absolute abject, the abject liars that they are, an absolute just corruptocrats that they are. But again, I digress. But I mean, now I'm just wondering, here you have Jasmine Crockett. Who says the quiet part out loud, hey, you know what? Our voters, our voting numbers went down. Complains that voter numbers for Democrats went down once they were required to have ID for mail-in ballots. You should absolutely have ID when somebody personally shows up to vote. Absolutely. Only states that Kamala Harris won were states that require zero voter ID. And there's other different levels of voter ID that's required in other states too. It's still a miracle Trump won. It was just too big to rig. But anyway, because Trump won, got more than 77 million votes. He did way more. But anyway, so you should absolutely have voter ID in person. And when somebody comes to vote in person. But even more so with mail-in balloting. And now, especially because Democrats are constantly resisting the purging of their voter rolls of dead people and people that have moved and have various other people that don't exist that they've made up. You should absolutely have signature verification. You should absolutely have ID for mail-in balloting, even more than in-person voting. Absolutely, you have to have it. Because what the Democrats do is just basically get out a mail list and mail out ballots. People have gotten 10, 12 ballots at a house that's never had more than three people living in it ever. So you should absolutely have to have an ID system where you have to ID yourself to receive your singular ballot in the mail, even though I'm totally against mail-in balloting, except for the sick and infirm and for our military that are overseas. Everybody else should vote in person or just don't frickin' vote. I mean, tell me why you can't vote in person. There's no reason for it. And by the way, for national elections, I believe it should be a holiday. Everybody, celebrate what it is to be an American, and we all get out and vote. But you just see it. Jasmine Crockett says the quiet part out loud. We get less votes when there's voter ID. I wonder why that is, because there's a whole bunch of dead people voting. There's a whole people that don't exist that are voting, which far dead people is the sexy thing to talk about. Everyone likes to talk about it because it's funny, and it is funny. And 19,000 dead people voted for Joe Biden in 2020 in the state of Michigan alone. That's a fact. But really what's even more important is just people going out and vote harvesting. And what I mean by that is both legitimate vote harvesting, and I'm not talking about legal, I mean legitimate voter harvesting, when they go out, find people, take their ballot, and take it to the ballot box for them. That's one thing. And then you also have people just manifesting ballots in the middle of the night. I mean, I say that, you know, for, you know, mysterious purposes, but it doesn't mean in the middle of the night. It just means that they are manifesting ballots. But when you see the ballots that have obviously been computer generated where all the bubbles are filled in perfectly, there's no down ballot voting at all. It's only the most important election, the most important part of the election that people voted for, i.e. the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions of Joe Biden ballots in 2020 that were not voted down ballot at all. The only person voted for was Joe Biden. And it was obviously a computer. And then when you run the name, the person has never existed ever. You know what would solve all that? Voter ID. But Jasmine Crockett doesn't want it because Democrats get less votes when there's voter ID. And they'll say, well, that isolates the black community. If you happen to be on Rumble right now and you are a Democrat, send it to me in the Rumble chat of how it is that a black person cannot get an ID. Explain it to me how any nationality, white, any race, any nationality can't get a voter ID. Oops. Oh, there's the other major component that I forgot. Who else votes when you can't? Who else votes via mail-in ballot all the time in the state of California, where allegedly they have 40 million people living there and gets won by a landslide by Democrats every single election, because all you have to be registered as a voter, because you get registered as a voter automatically when you become a licensed driver, and they license illegals, of course, by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions. That's why what used to be a purple state is now firmly blue, i.e. the state of California. That's why they don't want them. So it's illegals voting, dead people voting, and people that don't exist voting. People that have, Democrats just leave. People who have moved out of the state, they've been out of the state for 24 years, but they're still on Democratic voting rolls, so they mail them a ballot. That's 100,000 people. That's 500,000 people in big states. So they mail them a ballot, and somebody else fills it out for them and mails it and votes for Democrats. That's what they're doing. That voter ID, signature verification takes care of all of that. It's over. And that's why Jasmine Crockett says, you know, we seem to get less votes when voter ID is required. And by the way, anybody can get an ID. Well, you know, some people just, you know, they're not qualified as, you know, as a driver because they have a past DUI. Doesn't matter. You can get an ID and vote. Unless you're a convicted felon, you can get an ID and vote. Period. Every single person can get an ID and vote. I was there today. I was at driver's license bureau today. You know what I did? Sat my fat butt in line, got it, and waited. Yeah, that's what happened. So, I mean, it was, you know, it's as simple as that. You sit there, you wait, you go, you get your driver's license, go on. And by the way, if you don't qualify for a license, but you're not a convicted felon, you get your state ID. In every single state, it's exactly the same. All right, go to the next part. Let's get to the Trump section here. Nick Sorter tweet. Breaking, a federal judge has just halted the further. Here we go again. Here we go again, Aaron. Here we go again, Will. Here we go again, everybody watching. Another unelected bureaucrat, another unelected Democratic Party sycophant, another Democratic Party contributor, another Democratic Party campaign activist who happens to be a federal judge, but lays all that aside. Whenever they don their robes, they lay aside all of their political biases. They just lay aside all their political bias. Does anybody actually believe that? Absolutely not. But another federal judge has just halted the further construction of Alligator Alcatraz due to environmental concerns. I'd love to see those outlined. Anybody ever driven through the Everglades? I have on numerous occasions. There's nothing that construction site is going to do the Everglades. And by the way, there's all sorts of construction out in different parts of the Everglades, all sorts of truck stops and everything else, never hurts them. So explain to me why it is that steel buildings will suddenly hurt the Everglades. And you're just going to have a bunch of humans out there eating food, going to the bathroom, just like every other community. How in the world is that going to damage the Everglades? It won't, but it's just another judge. As Nick Sortor writes, activist judges are doing literally anything to block deportations. You know what I would do here is just say, you know what? We don't need to storm them then. Just deport them. I mean, let's just see what happens. Just deport them. Bring them to the southern border and just kick them across into Mexico. That's where they entered, and that's where they can re-enter. Then go right back into Mexico. That's where they entered the United States. That's where they can exit. Tell me why that's illegal. That's not. But this is another activist judge. All right, go to the next one for me. Speaking of why it is that you need to keep the border shut, Trump has shut down about 96% of illegal entries. And we haven't, other just excellent news is not only have they shut down the border of all illegal entries, there is no record of DHS, CBP, ICE releasing anybody into the country. That's now zero for 2 months in a row. Nobody's being released. Not again, there's people that are, it's somehow sinking across the border. That's always going to happen. But what was really, really obnoxious about the Biden administration was their 15,000 that they would just release into the country every day. If anybody's crossing the border, it's 96% closed now, maybe higher than that now. So the only people that are actually crossing the border are getaways for people they don't know about. Remember, getaways are actually statistics because CBP sees them. They run away. They get away. It's called a getaway. There's other people that they're never seen that cross the border. So, I mean, but 96% of all of it has been shut down. And zero people are being released into the country via Kristi Noem's DHS. None. Zero. It was 15,000 a day by the Biden administration that were being either allowed into the country or released into the country. Now it's zero. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And here's the reason why you don't do this. Because in Great Britain, they have a little problem going on right now. Little problem. But you're not allowed to discuss it. If you dare, now remember, this is the rule in Great Britain. The rule in Great Britain is if you have a Muslim rape your daughter, the Muslim will get a 6-month deferred detention and released with an ankle bracelet, if that. But if you say online anywhere that my daughter was raped by a low IQ Pakistani Muslim, you're going to prison for 3.5 years. That's a fact, by the way. 11 girls have been sexually assaulted, raped. And that don't even drives me crazy. You know why Peter Sweden doesn't put rape? Because he'll get censored in his home country of Sweden. Raped and attacked. It's like when people say pew pew on TikTok, makes me want to just blow cookies from 10 feet away. Raped or attacked by asylum seekers, and he's saying illegal Pakistani immigrants or Muslim immigrants in Great Britain in 12 days. 12 days. And again, I don't mean to do things ad nauseum, but I really want everybody to understand the statistical data coming out of the UK, because you really need to understand how it is that they come up with it. Because, you know, like I was talking about earlier with the inbreeding problem that they have, that's absolutely proven, absolutely fact. You can go to the, I can't remember what it's called anymore, but the UK, basically their version of the CDC. So their governmental medical program. You can go there, and this is all absolutely fact. The 30% of their inbreeding problems caused by inbreeding, was birth defects, birth deaths, retardation, autism, is caused by 6% of the population. 30% is caused by 6% of the population. But here's the thing, it's way more than that. Because the only people that they count in that 30% is first-generation Muslims. So people that just moved there 1 to 3 years ago. Not second-generation Muslims that have been there 3 or more years. So suddenly the inbreeding stops once they've been there for 3 years. And then the UK citizens, heritage citizens, get credited with the inbreeding problems from Pakistanis and other Muslims fresh arrivals. So first-generation Muslims. They get credited. So if they've been there for more than 3 years, and it's a Muslim with an inbreeding problem, or Muslims with inbreeding problems, namely Pakistanis, if they've been there for more than 3 years, all of their inbreeding problems get lumped onto heritage UK citizens. So understand that it's probably 80 to 90% of the inbreeding problems are from Muslims. But a lot of those stats get dumped on the UK because the way that they subdivide the statistical data and how they come to the computations of the statistical data. It's absolutely a lot. It's all lies. And it's the exact same thing. I guarantee it with the rapes and sexual assaults. They say, well, how many of the Muslim immigrants are doing it? They only count first generation. And then anybody been there more than 3 years. And listen, the years and the things, I'm just making up off the top of my head. I don't know what first generation is and all those different things, but I'm just saying that's how the statistical data works. just for ease of conversation, I'm just picking a year. But that is how they come up with the statistical data. So they will say, well, you know what, let's just use the same numbers as the inbreeding problem. They don't, you know, 30% of the rapes are being done by the Muslims. Only 6% of the population committing 30% of the rapes, but that's only the first generation that they're counting. The rest of the rapes they're lumping on to non-Muslim UK citizens because they only count as Muslims or Pakistani immigrants first generation. Not those that have been there for 3, 4, 5 years afterwards. They get counted as white UK citizens. So a lot of the rape stats get lumped onto white non-Muslim UK citizens because they count non-first generation Muslims as heritage, basically generational UK citizens. That's how they manipulate data. That's how Keir Starmer operates. Keir Starmer was involved in covering up these rapes for over 15 years. I mean, come on. You have 11 girls raped in 12 days all by Pakistani Muslims or Muslim imports into the UK. And everybody wants to run from it. I know not my audience, not the people that are watching this. We're a bunch of red-pilled people, and we're not afraid to say what needs to be said. Everybody wants, there is a Muslim problem. Is there a black violence problem in the United States? Yes, absolutely. You have now, you say this kind of thing all the time. Maybe you should do it. I could dedicate an entire program to black podcasters ripping black people. I see it. I mean, we could do three straight 1.5 hour shows of black podcasters, black ministers ripping the black culture today. I mean, are whites attacking blacks? No, not statistically speaking, no. But we can find endless videos of blacks attacking whites. And I don't even put them all on. You had the FCA camp I didn't put on. Where you had a black kid or kids attacking another white kid at an FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes camp, for no reason whatsoever. You have the Cincinnati situation going on, where now the victim, the girl that was beaten up really bad, nearly died, and they may even bump up the charges to attempted murder, which is why you need to vote for the people who live in Cincinnati. You need to vote for Bowman as your mayor in the upcoming mayoral race, and he's getting a lot of traction now, too. Did very well. We had him on the podcast. That's the brother of J.D. Vance, by the way. So now that girl that was victimized in the Cincinnati beating, do you know she's being accused by Democratic Party? Can anybody guess what she's being accused of? Can anybody guess that what she's being accused of is being a Russian asset? I'm not lying. She was on Megyn Kelly. She was on Benny Johnson and said that. She's being accused by Democratic politicians for being a, I don't even know how to verbalize it, being a Russian asset. I mean, can you believe these people? I mean, it gets to the place, I guess everybody, I don't know what's happening. I guess long-term exposure to Democratic Party politics makes their IQ just plummet. Where all you can think of is Russia, 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 bigot, racist, transphobe. Reflexively say these things. But I just want to show you this. I mean, this is why you close your border. Go to the next one for me. I mean, therefore I am. Speaking of, Aaron, if you could side by side that for me so everybody knows I'm introing here. Speaking of low IQ individuals. Now, this is a devout communist who is the mayor of LA, Karen Bass. Okay, I mean, I'm talking about devout communist. Devout. Fundraising for foreign national communists. That's who this woman is. Known by the CIA, that's who she is. Doesn't matter, though, because the CIA is the exact same thing. Now, remember, this is the woman who was in Africa at the time of, I think it was Ghana. She was in Africa at the time that the Pacific Palisades burned to the ground. And remember, this is the woman who oversees the city where there's no water in your fire irons. You know, if you're going to bare minimum requirement of life, you might want to have, let's see here, what would it be? Water in your fire hydrants. And then you have a gravity fed system, a reservoir that gravity feeds into all of those fire hydrants. And that reservoir was mysteriously emptied out for repairs 3 years ago and never filled back up. Weird. And then Pacific Palisades builds to the ground. But don't worry, everybody. Don't worry. They're going to build a nice 15-minute city. You can't. Nobody's. And again, Remember the $141 million raised by all the musicians? Not one penny of it went to anybody. Remember, it was all designated for the victims, the 12,000 homes of the Pacific Palisades. Not one victim got $1. And there's not been, I think there's now been three permits issued to rebuild homes. And most people have not gotten a permit for to even clear out their burned up debris off of their property. So that's where we're at. And the same exact thing's going on in Maui, where they also want to put together a 15-minute city so they can track how much you spend on energy, your comings, your goings. You got to swipe in with a QR code, Mark of the Beast to get in, Mark of the Beast to get out. And you live in your nice 800-square-foot coffin that they want you to live in, 57 times vaccinated. And I'm not exaggerating with that. That's a fact. And you live about the same years that you're vaccinated. That's what they want. That's what people like this want. So here she is. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says deporting criminal illegals is destabilizing their city. Then admits out loud it takes 4 to 5 incomes just to survive in L.A. Play for me.
Several weeks, we've seen the chaos and cruelty of immigration raids in this city. We have seen how they have impacted families. I am frankly worried about those families and if they're still hanging together, especially economically. And talking to families that have impacted, when one breadwinner, one wage earner is gone and disappears, to survive in our city economically, you need 2, 3, and 4 wage earners to keep housing, to keep food on the table, to keep clothes on your kids. When that is taken away from you, that just doesn't destabilize a family. That destabilizes a neighborhood, it destabilizes businesses, it destabilizes a community. But we are not going to allow this administration to destabilize our great city.
So how is it that a community in the United States is comprised of illegals? How does that make sense to anybody? How does that make sense? I mean, this is a community inside of a sovereign state of the United States, inside of a city, inside of that sovereign state, inside of the sovereign nation of the United States of America. How is it that if you take the illegals out of that community, that it somehow destabilizes the community? How does that make sense to anybody? And then saying out loud, all you Democrats that vote for this, that it takes 4 to 5 incomes in a single family house to even maintenance a household in the state of California, namely LA. I mean, imagine that. Imagine voting for that as a Democrat. I'm voting so that it takes 5 incomes for me to make my mortgage payment. I'm voting for that if you're a Democrat. And remember, we are still at right now, we're still living in the disastrous consequences of the Biden administration. Remember, when Trump left office, the average home cost was still in the 200s. Now the average home cost, as I've told you a bunch of times, is $411,000 per home. That's average. That's the average home cost. That means that a lot of houses are way more expensive than that. That's the mean. That's the average home cost, which means really you're looking at somewhere between, you know, minimum of $300,000 to get into a house, and then a whole lot of houses are $500,000. And now you got the average of $411,000. All of that was done in 4 years, and it's all on purpose. Matt Walsh put out a video today talking about how these giant companies, let me see, I wonder who all these giant companies are owned by. Let me see here. BlackRock, all these companies are buying all these homes and renting them out. And you all know that story already. It's been going on for years since COVID-19. That's what happened. Leverage you into one world commerce system, single access point controlled by them. You know what you don't want is somebody qualifying you to rent their property. You really don't want that. Because then they can disqualify you. Then when everything is digitized and you're renting nothing, you're renting everything, owning nothing, and being happy, according to WEF. Of course, they erased that video. The problem is that who is the qualifier to allow you to enter into this one world commerce system with a singular access point? Who's the qualifier? Will it be Jasmine Crockett, Klaus Schwab, Emmanuel Macron, obviously married to his own male rapist? He's married to the person who sodomized him when he's 14. I mean, the creepy world that we live in. Look at Chuck Schumer's husband when you get a chance. Wait, Tom, he's not married to a man. Okay, look at the person he's married to. I mean, we live in a very, very weird world. You look at right now, a devout communist is the mayor of L.A. and admits out loud, hey, you know what? You vote for Democrats, you have to have five incomes to be able to live in the communities that we govern. Five incomes. Anybody want that? Amazing that people still vote Democrat. All right, another big move. Eric Doherty video. President Trump and A.G. Bondi have issued a $50 million award for the apprehension of the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Play it for me.
Today, the Department of Justice and State Department are announcing a historic $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Maduro uses foreign terrorist organizations like TDA, Sinaloa, and Cartel of the Suns to bring deadly drugs and violence into our country. To date, the DEA has seized 30 tons of cocaine linked to Maduro and his associates with nearly 7 tons linked to Maduro himself, which represents a primary source of income for the deadly cartels based in Venezuela and Mexico. Cocaine is often laced with fentanyl, resulting in the loss and destruction of countless American lives. The DOJ has seized over $700 million of Maduro-linked assets, including 2 private jets, 9 vehicles, and more. Yet Maduro's reign of terror continues. He is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. Under President Trump's leadership, Maduro will not escape justice and he will be held accountable for his despicable crimes. If you have any information to bring this criminal to justice, call 1-202-307-4228 or go online.
There you go. This is stuff we've never seen before. I mean, is it really plausible? I don't know. I think it's just, jurisdictional. I don't think it's possible, but you know what? They're attacking the drug problem. A lot of influx of these drugs coming in the United States. It's great. It's muscular. It's manly. And I love it. I love every last minute of it. Is it an Interpol case? I don't know how any of that would work. You're just looking at a street level cop here. I have no idea. Will's trying to mount a special forces mission over here to go because he wants to make money for the church, which I love you for that. But anyway, since the insurance company just screwed us royally. But anyway, other than that, it's just cool. I mean, I there's not much to say about it because I honestly have no understanding how any of that could work. $50 million reward. I mean, for the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. I mean, who's going to arrest him? I guess if you send in SEAL Team 6, they could arrest him. But, all good?
Yep.
Okay. I just went dark. I don't know if anybody else could see it. But anyway, I don't know how it would work. Hey, you know, while we're talking about it, I just have to show you one more time. Here's Chuck Schumer's wife. Okay, I mean, really? Yeah. Does anybody really think that's... I mean, is that a woman?
No.
What characteristic is womanly? And listen, I'm not talking about, you know, women have different levels of looks and stuff. And so do men, obviously. I'm just saying, a man is a man. You could tell it's a man. All right? A woman is a woman, no matter how good looking, whether they're a 1 or they're a 10. Okay? What is that right there? I don't know. And then you look at Macron and what's going on with him. Okay? I mean... I don't want to deep dive into this, but how hard is it to go into Macron for just a moment? How hard, I don't know if anybody has watched any of that stuff, but it's fascinating to me. I mean, I could cut it up and show. I don't really want to talk about it at length, but at the moment. But I'm fascinated by it. We've covered it on the show. But if you ever look, it just kind of lines up with the mentality of a Democrat and globalist leftists because they're all the same. They mean exact same mentality. Same thing as Hitler, same thing as Stalin. They're all the exact same homicidal tendencies. All the same kind of people. I mean, you have Emmanuel Macron who took his presidential photograph in front of a book written by a pederast. That's a fact right there. Written by a man who was absolutely public and out front about him taking trips to Thailand having sex with boys. I mean, that's who Emmanuel Macron is. And Macron started his relationship with Brigitte when he was 14. Where she was allegedly some sort of like choir director or whatever. No, she was actually a man. But anyway, at the time. And again, I'm sitting in the room. All three of us three of us in here, and then we have Talia's in here too, my son's girlfriend. But anyway, she's taking pictures for the podcast. But the three dads that are in the room here, we could all show you proof that our wives were pregnant.
Yeah.
We have hundreds and hundreds of pictures of them being pregnant in various stages, of our kids in various stages. Do you know that Brigitte Macron can't do any of that with any of her kids or pregnancies? And again, why is it even a dispute? What do you need to do? Very simple. Each side, you have Candace, now that Macron is suing Candace Owens, have Candace Owens hire a doctor. And then the plaintiff, which is the Macron family, hire a doctor. So you have two doctors go into a room with Brigitte Macron, draw her blood and check for XX and XY. That's all you got to do. And or hike the pants down. You know. Why hasn't that been done? Why wouldn't they simply? I mean, if it was me and I was being accused of being a woman. They're like Piers Morgan, you know, he has the bet with Candace Owens. I'm just bringing this up because how asinine everything is. COVID's going to kill you. Where are the bodies? I mean, it's over now. I mean, will that make sense, right? Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, COVID's deadly. Where are the bodies? All these people are, there's a trans genocide. Where are the bodies? CO2 is an existential threat to your life. Where are the bodies? I mean, life is that simple. If I was being accused of being a woman, all right, and I was all worried about it, I would simply impanel three or four doctors, and I would simply have them draw my blood, and we'd all go into a room, and I'd hike my pants down. And then it's all over. Why don't they do that? Why? I mean, it really is. It's over just like that. And you could sue for defamation. Why are they doing it? I'm just curious. I mean, why wouldn't you just do that? Break out all the videos of your wife being pregnant. I mean, Michelle Obama's the same way Aaron was talking about the other night. Okay. You have all these kids. Now, again, they look very strangely identical to the doctor and doctor's husband that delivered them. Like almost identical. I mean, look at Jason Whitlock report on that. Look at the photos. They don't look anything. I mean, it's like Justin Trudeau looks just like who? Twins with Fidel Castro, and looks nothing at all like his own father. Trudeau's mother spent lots of time alone with Fidel. Lots of time alone. But anyway, again, I mean, the world is just way different than we think that it is. Way, way different. And everything is very easy to prove. COVID's going to kill you. Show me the bodies. My wife is, in fact, a female. All right, blood test. That's very easy. Just chromosome test. I mean, life is very easy. All right, let me get off of that. I'll stay on it forever. Go to the next one for me. Thomas Massie tweet. This is huge right here. I mean, this just shows you the betrayal inside of the Republican Party. It shows you that it's a uniparty system that everyone just needs to basically repeat after me. Out of the 535 people on Capitol Hill in the House of the Senate, maybe 10 are legitimate conservatives. That's fact. Maybe 10. Maybe 10 out of 535. Of course, you had, basically it's a 50-50 split for all intents and purposes. So that takes away half of it. But I mean, 10 people are legitimate conservative, the Ron Johnsons of the world, the Rand doesn't, I didn't say perfect, I said legitimately conservative. Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and a few others. Thomas Massie, I mean, again, writing this tweet. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, who votes with Democrats 50% of the time, are convening pro forma sessions. Now, everyone needs to look at that. It's almost like per form of sessions, because that's really what pro forma sessions means. It means that, well, I'll get into it, pro forma sessions of Congress in empty chambers during the August recess solely to block President Trump from making recess appointments. So what does this mean? I looked into it, made sure I knew what I was talking about. What it means is that they are actually having people go in. They're all, now notice now, blocking President Trump from making recess appointments during the recess. Make it make sense. Somebody help me. Literally, take me to a psychologist and help me understand. During recesses, it's always given. Aaron put out the stats the other day. you know, hundreds and hundreds of recess appointments by all of the four previous presidents. And Donald Trump's gotten 0.0. And who's blocking him? It's that nasty, evil Nancy Pelosi. It's Chuck Schumer. It's Jasmine Crockett. Nope, it's John Thune and Mike Johnson. And like, what? I mean, and my thing is, where's Trump? Why is he not blasting John Thune for this? Why is he not blasting Mike Johnson for this? Because what a pro forma session is while they are in their August, while they're in recess, a pro forma session is a really a per forma session. They have a couple senators come in, one or two, and basically log in so that it's officially in session and do nothing but sit there. You know, that's what's happening right here with that guy. He tapped it in. We are in session. And there's only like two people there. Yeah, there it is. Aaron, can you throw that up? Look at this. Look at all these recess appointments. Recess appointments are always a gift from both parties to the current administration. Where they're like, you know what? It's a pain in the butt for you to get all of these confirmations. So you know what? You're going to get a good little chunk here of recess appointments because recess appointments don't have to be confirmed. And there's only small, you know, I mean, even though Congress doesn't work very much, they're, you know, if you look at, in comparison to all the rest of us, they hardly work, but they're only out of session for a month or two out of the year. So it's basically a gift from both parties to the current administration. Here's some recess appointments. And you can tell who's hated the most in these, on this chart, right? Ronald Reagan, no problem at all. But that was back in the old days when there wasn't really that much of a difference between Democrat and Republican. Then you had George W. Bush. Herbert Walker Bush, 77. Then you had Clinton, who had basically owned the House and the Senate for big chunks of the time that he's president. He got a lot of recess appointments. Uniparty member George W. Bush got a lot of recess appointments because those recess appointments, as we've seen in SCOTUS rulings, didn't hurt Democrats at all. So that's why they're doing that. And then Hussein Obama, hated by Republicans a lot. And that was during the Tea Party movement and things like that. So he got 32. And Donald Trump's got zero. At zero. And who's stopping it? John Thune is. I thought John Thune was a Republican. No, he's not. None of them are. 10 of them are. 10 of them are conservative Republicans. The rest of them are uniparty center leftist, like John Thune. That's how he votes. Center left. That's how Mike Johnson votes. Center left. That's who they are. I thought Mike Johnson was an evangelical Christian. Not unless you can be an evangelical Christian and fund Planned Parenthood, which you can't. I mean, that's where you need to make your stand as a Christian. And you say, I'm not gonna give $600 million like Mike Johnson did one time after another under the Biden administration in omnibus and minibus and CR spending packages. But he did. As a Christian, let me fund Planned Parenthood. Let me fund transgender surgeries for illegal detainees and illegal alien prisoners and kids. Let me do that as a Christian, right? It's just fake. And this just shows you what's going on. It's for real. And I'm wondering where Trump is. I mean, Caroline Leavitt should be raging from a podium somewhere about the betrayal of John Thune and Mike Johnson, but I'm not hearing it yet. All right, let's go to the next one. Disclosed TV tweet, in case you missed it. EU Digital Services Act, these are the things that you and I need to pay attention to. Now, again, I don't want to like, you know, pee-pee and moan about my own problems, but listen, unless you've been substantively banned, I mean, it hurts. And again, I know I'm not going to go through some long, drawn-out story, but again, we started this podcast. We were on Facebook alone once a week on Thursday. And our second podcast, we had 900 people watching live. By the time we got to the next podcast, we were getting 1,000 views, 1,000. When we put out a video, we'd get 1,000 views an hour. So we had 50,000 views, and then suddenly we are cut off. We never, ever. Like I went on to Facebook today. I'm on there hardly ever. I've even forgotten how to use it. So I wanted to see because I'm like, the church has 21,000 followers. Foundation Church does. And that's with us not being able to add friends. Nobody knows. We're completely banned. No, the only way to find what we're doing is if you type in Foundation Church, and even that has happened where people type in Foundation Church, they still can't get to us. And I look at some of our posts, and we have like the best worship team on the planet, and there's like 6 views with a site that has, and I have 10,000 followers, and that's without me being able to add a single follower for the last 4 years of 15 Days to Flatten the Curve. But anyway, So I just look at this and I'm like, that's painful. I mean, it's painful because right now I'm not complaining. And I explained to everybody how we buy views. So really, it's not 300, it's not 3,600 people watching right now. There's high 1,000s that are watching right now. So 1,800 people watching, something like that right now watching us. Because we buy the views so that we can be exposed onto Rumble and get more views off of the views that we buy. And it works because people follow you because you get onto the front page. That's the point of it. I'm not going to lie about views. Do the same thing Sunday morning. But anyway, and then Aaron always sends me the legitimate view count. That's why you hear it different on Sunday morning. Somebody asked me about it, and I explained it to him on Twitter. And the same thing with Twitter. I have, 7,000 followers on Twitter, and I'll put something out, and I'll get four views. I mean, I'll get four likes and 200 views, all right? I'm banned, out the yin-yang. I mean, I'm banned. Again, Nick Fuentes has far more viewers and a much wider audience and things like that, but I'm banned to his level. Banned. I mean, the church is banned for life off of YouTube. Okay, for what? Saying ivermectin? This is what the globalists want everywhere. They want it for you too. They want it for every last person. And they put it under things like Digital Services Act. It's not a Digital Services Act. It is a Digital Censorship Act, which pressures U.S. tech companies, including X, to enforce global censorship, including on American political speech, says U.S. House Judiciary Report. It's gone on in Brazil. It's gone on in the European Union. And they want it in the U.K. Trump's fighting back by linking tariffs and economic policy to these censorship regimes that are being put in place by these by these countries. Or basically, they want a disinformation governance board where they can say, this speech is allowed, that speech is not allowed. They'll say hate speech is not allowed unless it's directed at conservatives. So, I mean, everybody needs to pay close attention to these things. And don't be thinking, well, it's happening over there and it won't happen over here, because we are one election away from it happening over here. Let's go to the next one. Derek Doherty tweet. Major breaking. Florida is redistricting. This is what I was talking about earlier. In 2026, I won't go into great lengths of this, but this is Donald Trump working with Ron DeSantis to redistrict Florida so that we grab a few more seats. I can't remember what it was. It's like if we redistrict Florida, we might be able to get 2-3 more seats out of Florida. And that takes them away from Democrats. You have a set 435. So it takes them away from Democrats. That's great. Or it takes it away from blue states so that we can get more House seats here for Republicans. Oh, it won't take it away unless it's a population difference. But from our, that's all wrong. So I take that all back. It will take away Democratic seats from Republicans Democratic seats from Democrats in the state of Florida simply by redistricting. And we'll gain three seats by removing three Democrats from the House of Representatives. I mean, this is great. And this is what's been going on now for decades and decades and decades in the blue states. If you're ever wondering why it is that we have zero representation. You realize that half of the state of New Hampshire is Republican. It's barely won by Democrats in the last two elections by, 4%, 5%, 6%. And we have zero reps. Every representative out of the state of New Hampshire is Democrat. And it's basically the same in the state of Maine. And I mean, Susan Collins, although the senator out of the state of Maine, is certainly not a Republican, certainly not a conservative. So this is all election planning a year in advance. And that is the first time I've ever seen that happen. And this is all Trump behind the scenes, because he needs to hold the House, because if he doesn't, Hakeem Jeffries is going to impeach him. And he knows that. And plus, all of his policies will not get funded. So he knows that. And this is 4D chess. Let's go to the next one. Another move by Trump never sleeps. Breaking: President Trump has fired five members, all Democrats, of the Puerto Rico Financial Oversight and Management Board. Every last one of them Democrats. Everybody remembers when the hurricane hit there, and it was found out that the government of Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory, was storing all the food and not giving it out. Sounds just like what's going on in Gaza, too. Israelis doing stuff. Hamas doing stuff, both of them doing stuff to keep people starving. All right, let's go to this one. Fox News video. The CDC has issued, get this, everybody, a travel warning. This sounds eerily familiar. just 5 years after March of 2020, we have a CDC warning coming out of China, warning over a viral outbreak in China that is spread by mosquito bites. Play for me.
Breaking tonight, a viral outbreak in China prompts the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, to issue a travel warning. More than 7,000 cases of this disease have been reported so far. State Department correspondent Jillian Turner has details tonight, live from the State Department. Good evening, Jillian.
Good evening, Brett. The CDC, as you mentioned, is warning Americans traveling to China about chikungunya. It is a virus that spreads to humans through infected mosquito bites. It can cause severe illness with symptoms that mimic pretty closely dengue fever and Zika virus, mostly found in Africa. Here's what the CDC says about it. They say most people infected get better within a week. However, some can have severe joint pain for months to years. Other symptoms include severe fever and fatigue. The outbreak now is in the Chinese province Guangdong. It's near Hong Kong, with more than 7,000 cases reported so far, prompting some pretty dramatic measures to contain the spread, like mandatory insect repellent blasts for people entering the area, mandatory property checks for stagnant water, which attracts mosquitoes, and when found, is now punishable by fines or even arrest.
If you happen to get this, they're quarantining you in hospitals with mosquito netting and not letting you out for a week. These are the kind of draconian responses we saw with COVID. We're seeing it again.
The CDC says Americans traveling to eight other countries are also at elevated risk of exposure to the virus, even if there is no current outbreak there. People at risk for more severe cases of chikungunya include newborns, seniors 65 years and up, as well as people with diabetes or heart disease. Now, the good news is that unlike COVID, deaths from this disease are exceedingly rare. You can also protect yourself by getting vaccinated against it or by preventing mosquito bites in the first place through all the usual mechanisms, insect repellent, netting, wearing long sleeves, and staying in air conditioning. Brett.
Jillian Turner live at the State Department.
Oh, yes. Line me up for a chikungunya, whatever it was, virus. Line me up for that vaccination. That'd be great. Chikungunya, something like that.
Chikungunya
virus. Yeah, line me up for that vaccination. Another thing that has absolutely no chance of killing you, that you're sick for 1 week. Oh, yeah, I need to get vaxxed against that, right? But, and again, you saw the lie from the Fox News reporter, because Fox News, again, is controlled opposition, good, you know, by the Democrats. Unlike COVID, nobody is dying of chikungunya. Nobody died of COVID either. It's just a bold-faced lie. Nobody died of COVID, statistically speaking. None. And again, if you look at the stats from COVID, they can't even prove one kid has ever died from COVID, ever, not one time. And nobody's dying of chikungunya either. And then what are they doing? Spraying everything down, quarantining. Everybody's wearing masks for a virus that's spread by mosquito bites. Explain to me why you wear a mask. Anybody explain that to me? No, it's the same thing. You need to clean off every surface. Yeah, the idiots. I saw one idiot that attended Foundation Church at the time driving through a Taco Bell drive-thru with his face mask on and gloves on. Gloves? It's an airborne virus. What's gloves going to do for you, moron? I mean, you ever think of that? I mean, again, it's the same old. I mean, you can hear it. Now, I don't think anything's going to happen with this. And with Trump in office, Trump's not going back to COVID. Trump's not going back to COVID. He was forced to talk about Operation Warp Speed the other day. Said some stupid crap. It was. Got to be honest. Stupid crap. Said it was a great accomplishment. Greatest, one of the greatest governmental accomplishments in history. Actually, it was a DOD operation, but I won't get into that right now. Used a DOD operation that was legitimized by fake emergency use authorization. That's all that it was. It was a DOD operation that was spurred on and was justified by fake EUAs. And that's all that it was. But, you know, Trump is still mesmerized by Operation Warp Speed. But on the flip side of this, you have RFK. And by the way, Trump's doing a great job, because Trump's allowing RFK to be RFK. And there's been some strange stuff that came out. Moderna's COVID vax was approved. That's when RFK was on vacation. And the people that ended up approving these mRNA vaccinations were fired when he got back. Latest video, Vigilant Fox video, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. dropped a mega bombshell on Tuesday when he announced that BARDA will be canceling 22 mRNA vaccine developments, $500 million worth. Play for me.
Hi, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here, your HHS Secretary. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. BARDA drives some of our most advanced scientific research. It funds developments of vaccines, drugs, diagnostics, and other tools to fight emerging diseases and national health threats. Over the past few weeks, BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them. Let me explain why. Most of these shots are for flu or COVID, but as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. Here's the problem. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective. This dynamic drives a phenomenon called antigenic shift, meaning that the vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations and can actually prolong pandemics as the virus constantly mutates to escape the protective effects of the vaccine. Millions of people, maybe even you or someone you know, caught the Omicron variant despite being vaccinated. That's because a single mutation can make mRNA vaccines ineffective. The same risk applies to flu. After reviewing the science and consulting top experts at NIH and FDA, HHS has determined that mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits for these respiratory viruses. That's why, after extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts, totaling just under $500 million.
And again, credit to the Trump administration. He's allowing RFK Jr. to do this to his own, really, Operation Warp Speed-esque program, mRNA program. It's fantastic. The people that are part of the HHS, CDC, Marty McCurry, Corey, people like this, Jay Bhattacharya, this is huge, folks. I mean, you have 22 mRNA vaccine developmental programs that have now been defunded. That's a big deal. We have three and a half years, where we don't have to worry about mRNA developments inside of the United States of America. That is a big freaking deal. I'm not saying all mRNA isn't being developed or whatever, and there certainly is other private programs and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all those different things. But listen, this is something that all of us really kind of dreamed about back in 2021 when they rolled out the gene altering clot shot. This is great that that this is happening. We actually have RFK Jr. speaking on behalf of the president that we elected and banning the financing of these mRNA developmental programs. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And credit needs to be given where credit is due, and big time credit to the Trump administration. This is a huge deal. And I've been wanting to show you this video for weeks, okay? This is a Katerina Signora video. It's called False Pride and Denial Are Easier Than Accepting You Were Fooled. Here's Roseanne Barr talking about her sister who was killed by the vaccine. Play for me.
She felt that her entire body was on fire and she couldn't find a way to stop it. She couldn't eat. She just felt she was burning to death. And she died weighing 79 pounds.
These symptoms started shortly after she got the shot?
Yes. And she got a booster, too. I begged my family not to get it. I knew what it was, and I'm the only one that didn't get it because they're all Democrats. It just split families apart, and we stopped talking. The Democrats in my family quit talking to me because they thought I was, a super spreader, and my mom wouldn't let me come see her. It's been 6 years now.
What?
Because I didn't get vaccinated. She has not met my daughter-in-law or my grandchildren, these two, because she feels like we'll kill her with our horribly unvaccinated blood and breath. But I said, Mom, You're vaccinated, so why would you be afraid? But it doesn't make sense to them, and they don't make sense to me. You know?
Does your mom acknowledge that the loss of her daughter could have been because of this vaccine?
No. She said it, and my sister did say to me, I think the vaccine got me.
Oh, she
and
said
when
that.
I tell the rest of the Democrat family, they go, as they did my whole life, anything I said that wasn't in the box. She didn't say that. That's how they, like all Democrats. She never said that. Yes, she did. She said it to me. Oh, you imagined it. She never said that. Her own children, her husband. No, she never said that. Okay. And I just have to bear it.
But when your sister, your younger sister, tells you that at the end, acknowledging, I think the vaccine got me. I mean, was that when she was very ill at the end? When did that take place?
Just before she died. It was horrible. Because I was like, I tried so hard. You know, like a lot of us, but they just, we're a target. Anybody who's against the NWO, which is the Nazi world order, it all comes from that, you know. It's just either the end or the beginning. And each one of us has to decide which.
So is that, I mean, that video, of course, just epitomizes the problem. But anybody noticing lately, there's just a whole lot of people that are dying and you don't really, people don't pay attention to it. It's dismissed because of their age. And a lot of these people were perfectly fine before they were vaccinated and have exponentially gone downhill. You look at Dianne Feinstein, look at Joe Biden, look at Mitch McConnell. And again, people will justify, well, they're in their 70s, but they were really fine. And you look at how Chuck Schumer has aged. I mean, the aging is no longer graceful. And just a whole lot of people, if you actually kind of have your finger on the pulse, you'll see it. You'll see it all. I mean, you'll see it. I've got so much to say. I can't open up the door to vaccines. It's 10:12 because we'll be here till 11:12. And that'll be one slide in. So I won't do that. But anyway, it's just, you just see it. And we need to be rejoicing at the fact that a lot of this is coming to light. Doctors like Peter McCullough, Ryan Cole, Robert W. Malone, Simone Gold, many others are now being proven to be exactly right. Me and you were exactly right about everything that we espoused. We've been proven right. And it's just really sad. I mean, the whole thing is that no matter what, people getting sick and infirmed, no matter who they are, even if they called me a science denier and a conspiracy theorist and a maggot for MAGA, whatever it is, I still don't want them to be sick or infirmed or dead because of these vaccines. It is a sad, sad deal. All right, 10:13, that's good. Any rants tonight? We got one rant, Christopher Arnott, $5. Thank you so much, Christopher Arnott. Will doesn't get paid tonight. Sorry, guys. So Will's going to do a freebie tonight because there aren't enough money in the rant to pay Will. So it's going to be a freebie. Will gets $5. So Will, you can buy half of a Happy Meal on your way home. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Love you. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9:00. God bless you.